The closed castration technique is usually restricted to horses with small testicles because the large amount of tissue incorporated within the emasculator makes it difficult to obtain an effective crush in horses with larger cords. A longitudinal skin incision is made over the length of the testicle, 1 centimeter from the medium raphe. The incision doesn't enter the parietal tunic. Instead, the testicle is exposed within the parietal tunic. The external spermatic fascia is stripped from the testicle and cord until an adequate length of cord is exposed for emasculation. In the closed technique, the vaginal cavity is not entered, and the tunic, ductus, and vascular portion of the cord are emasculated in 1 step. The emasculator is then applied to the cord and held for 2 minutes. Proper emasculation technique includes applying the emasculator with the crushing portion toward the horse and the cutting side toward the testicle, applying the emasculator perpendicular to the cord, releasing tension from the cord before emasculation, ensuring the tissue positioned within the emasculator remains within the crushing portion, and ensuring skin has not been incorporated within the emasculator. For the modified closed technique, the initial incision is similar to the closed technique. The external spermatic fascia is then stripped from the testicle and cord, and a 2-inch incision is made through the cranial aspect of the tunic. Opening the tunic before emasculation ensures that both the testicles and the epididymis have descended, and no intestinal contents are within the vaginal cavity. The testicle is prolapsed through the incision, and a finger hooked within the tunic to help maintain exteriorization. Hooking a finger through the tunic allows for effective retraction when the horse is pulling back, and also allows for retraction without excessive tension on the vasculature. In horses with small testicles, the entire spermatic cord can be emasculated in 1 step. In most horses, a window is created in the masorchium, and the vascular portion of the cord is crushed independent of the ductus deferens, tunic, and cremaster. This allows for a more effective crush because less tissue is in the emasculator. Here we're crushing the vascular portion of the cord first, using emasculators that have a separate cutting handle and a ratchet that holds the emasculators closed while we check the first side. If the crush has been effective, only minor bleeding from the surrounding tissues is expected. Stretching the skin incision allows adequate drainage in the postoperative period. The emasculator is carefully released so that the clot formed in the crush is not disrupted. The tunic, ductus, and cremaster are then crushed with emasculators. This tissue does not have a large blood supply, but can be difficult to crush because of its thickness. The cord and tunic are examined for evidence of hemorrhage before they are allowed to retract proximally. The skin incision is then enlarged for adequate postoperative drainage.